transcribed. This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good evening. This is Bing Crosby. We start off tonight with Irving Berlin's Mandy from the Paramount Technicolor picture in this division, White Christmas. The Buddy Cole group is on hand to beat this out with me.
I was strolling out one evening by the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen. Not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading. Something like this. Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a scene. So don't you linger, there's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come on along and let the wedding bring happy times for Mandy and me.
Mandy.
Oh, Bulger, beat this to pieces. Minister's Andy, and it sure would be Mandy. O'Connor could put this. Let's let him make a feel. So don't you linger. I got a ring for your finger. And it's sure a humdinger. Come on along and let the wedding shine. Bring happy times for Mandy and me.
Thank you, buddy and fellas. Folks, I read a charming editorial in the November 13th Saturday Evening Post, which I'd like to pass along to you folks tonight. It's a delightful piece entitled, Indian Summer is Our Reprieve from Winter. I'm sure that even you folks listening who've read this article won't mind an audio repeat on it. Here, then, is Indian Summer. When Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn tried to decide which of the four seasons they really preferred, they ended by agreeing that they liked each one of them best in season. Now, there's a realistic philosophy in this judgment, of course, but Mark Twain's Eternal Boys neglected to give consideration to a fifth season, which frequently comes to many parts of the country. It bears the lovely name of Indian Summer. Whether the screwy weather of 1954 will include this phenomenon or not remains to be seen. The old legend is that it got its name when the Indians, in colder climates, retreating before what seemed the first November blasts of winter, sometimes discovered that they'd been given a reprieve and they could return for a time to their summer hunting grounds and cornfields, drenched in the gentle shower of golden sun and hushed warmth. Indian summer is a far different thing from the surely recurring color and lushness that we call autumn or fall. It's one of nature's kindliest miracles, by which time is made to stand still or even turn back. It's a time of clean fields and trees etched in twilight, of ponds like weathered pewter, of air brittle with the raucous cry of crows, and maybe even the haunting honk of geese, of hounds in the far night when the stars look down from just beyond our reach and the world is bittersweet. It is though a man who had confessed to himself that he was old had been granted for a time a return to the days of his youth. Mellowed, of course, wiser and more calm, infinitely more precious. Indian summer is indeed an earlier Easter, an unexpected feast before Lent, a reminder when we need it most that any winter of discontent is only a space between the gifts of God. Isn't that nice? Now here's Buddy Cole's bright arrangement of a song called I'm a Fool to Care. Buddy slides under the Hammond organ for this one, folks. Shall we go, lads?
I'm a fool to care when you treat me this way. I know I love you, But what can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry. When you tell me goodbye, you've left me so blue. When you were untrue, I'm a fool to care. I know I should lie. I'd ought to call it a day. But I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool. Care for me, so why should I pretend I'll lose in the end? I'm a fool to care.
I'd like to talk about some, if I may, about some recent remarks by John Robert Powers. Of course, you know who John Robert Powers is. I'm sure he's the head of the internationally famous, in fact, well, I guess it's the first model agency in the world. This expert exercises a great influence on women everywhere. So I thought you gals listening tonight might be interested.
Now, Mr. Powers' latest advice to the ladies is, quote, let's be natural. Beauty and age are a state of mind. Beauty belongs to no age. I don't know about you girls, but I feel better already. You know, this famous beauty expert, John Robert Powers, he doesn't allow his models to wear makeup. He stresses make down rather than make up. And he goes on to remark, quote, a natural woman will always be in style, close quote. Now, there's my idea of a safe prediction. No beef there, John. And further, concerning the controversial subject of style, he firmly declares that women should not be carried away by European influences. And along that line, he has a word for the male side of the household. Stand by, men. Here we come. Men, says Powers, should be more severe. American men have been trained to be obedient, to be only good listeners. Well, we've got to change this, fellas. Let's all speak up, even if we get slapped down for it. But to get back to the women, Powers points out that there's a nice variety in American women. They're not cast in one conforming mold. There are different patterns, different attitudes, different expressions of interest in the various states and cities, even down to the smallest hamlets among women. It's this great but pleasant assortment, I guess, that makes the choice of one so difficult. Not difficult, exactly. Maybe I should say confusing, huh? For the women who would be beautiful, says the model king, he should remember the inner glow of personality as well as the outer shell of graciousness. Mm-hmm. Women should achieve skill in fixing hair, face, and dress to suit their personalities. They should also seek good posture and good carriage with grace in action or the mere act of sitting. They should develop a soft, modulated voice and, in accentuating their positive virtues, develop self-confidence. If a woman uses her senses to the fullest extent, she can have anything she wants. Yep. That's what John Robert Powers says. And can I tell you something? I believe he's absolutely right. I don't know how I got mixed up in all this, but I think he's right. But with all this, I'm reminded of an old saying that goes way, way back before model agencies ever existed. The saying, pretty is as pretty does. Out of the music, here's a popular ballad dedicated to all the Powers girls.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly and in every way be fair? If I give my heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above? And will you sigh with me when I'm sad? Smile with me when I'm glad? And always be as you are. Promise all these things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
Tomorrow night, huh? Same time, same place? Good night, then, and thank you very much.
Say, friends, if you're busy during the week and unable to hear your good friend Arthur Godfrey every day over CBS Radio, then be sure to enjoy the Godfrey Digest on Friday evenings over most of these stations. You'll hear lovely Hallelujah, Marion Marlowe, Frank Parker, Jeanette Davis, and the rest of the Godfrey gang. Yes, for fun music and easygoing chatter from one of America's most popular personalities, it's hard to beat the Godfrey Digest. Don't miss it this Friday evening. And stay tuned now for the Amos and Andy Music Hall, which follows immediately over most of these same stations. And don't forget to hear Bing Crosby again tomorrow night, transcribed from Hollywood. And this is the CBS Radio Network.
Yes, stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.